Menards is your one-stop shop for all your summer essentials. Whether you're stocking up on everyone's favorite snacks, making a patio perfect for entertaining family and friends, or getting ready to gather around the grill, Menards has everything you need for your get-togethers all summer long. Save big money now at Menards. Plus, don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
97.5. You're back with Vanessa and Gallant on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's Vanessa Richardson and Paul Gallant.
Free stuff o'clock, baby. Alice in Chains, Breaking Benjamin, they're going to be at the Cynthia Woods Mitchell Pavilion on Saturday, September 17th. Tickets are going to go on sale this Friday at LiveNation.com. Hell yeah.
I'm the man in the box. Show my nose and rip.
So caller number 3-713-780-3776, 713-780-ESPN.
Won't you come back and save me? Save me.
Caller number 3. You get to see Alice in Chains. That's dope.
Let's go, Paul Gallant. He gets to be hyped for every giveaway. You guys better call in. Who doesn't want to see Alice in Chains?
I don't know. Alice in Chains. They're great.
Texans made some roster cuts. We talked about this earlier in the show, but it's worth hitting again. I don't know that I was super surprised by any of them. I was a little surprised with Marlon Mack being cut because he was listed as first string at the beginning of training camp, but they did bring him back for Adam Schefter on the practice squad. Did anything stand out to you?
Really, that they decided, yeah, we're done with Max Sharping, a second round pick, and we're going to trade Ross Black. Block. That, to me, just shows that they're turning the page from the Bill O'Brien era. The stink might be still hanging in the air. You might feel like you're in the midst of a crater, but the Bill O'Brien era is officially behind us now.
I think for the people, and if you're not familiar, we'll take you back to March 22nd, 2020, right before COVID hit. O'Brien trades DeAndre Hopkins to the Cardinals for David Johnson and a pick. That pick turned into Ross Blacklock, which I think a lot of people forget. Our producer, Sean Mapes, also brought up that one of the other reasons people, and this isn't Ross Blacklock's fault, but he was picked right before Jonathan Taylor of the Colts. So there's just been a lot of stink around Ross Blacklock. And I actually you're not going to hear me say I feel bad for NFL players often. I actually feel bad for Ross Blacklock because there's a lot of different angles that are not of his fault whatsoever. But at the end of the day, he just didn't stick. So
regime changes, you might be completely screwed. And I mean, take
it
a look.
It happens in work. It happens in, how many times have you had a new boss where you're like, okay, well, this is not going to go well for me?
Twice. Just going to leave that there.
It's happened to us all, though.
I'm not bitter.
It's happened to all of us, though, where you have a new boss come in and you're like, oh, I don't know if this is going to go well for me. If you are somebody that still believes Jack Easterby has a lot of power, that's the only thing pushback I would give you of the O'Brien stink not being gone. I am of the belief that they've put him in a role now that's more appropriate for him. I'm not saying it's complete, but I think it's more appropriate for him and his skill set because he did, you know, work with sports teams before. And so I think that, like you said, the stench, the remnants, officially gone as Ross Blacklock exits the Houston
Wafted
Texans.
Out. Puts us a Febreze in the air. Hawaiian breeze.
I do like Hawaiian breeze. That's a great
Casario
scent.
Era. Yeah, especially after you've just bombed the toilet. It's
my all-time favorite scent is warm vanilla sugar from
warm vanilla
Bath
sugar.
And Body Works.
It's how much does that cost? That sounds like
warm vanilla sugar, and then in the wintertime, they have vanilla bean Noel. Why are you laughing at what
those
I
like? Those sound like they cost $10.
Bath and Body Works.
It's Bath and Body Works. Yeah. Okay, that explains it. It seems like it's outrageously expensive.
Warm vanilla sugar. It's not too expensive, but the seasonal one, vanilla bean Noel. I use the lotion.
The Noel at the end is so lame. My God,
Isn't vanilla bean sugar? Isn't that the Harry Styles song?
You guys.
This is about, yeah. Vanilla bean sugar. Hey, Olivia. I know,
you know
you're married
why?
With
because
kids.
Because you're the kind of guy that
seduce you. It's a new Harry Styles
You're the kind
song.
Of guy that goes out with the girls that like the different scents from Bath and Body Works, like yeah. the sweet pea girls.
At least I'm not breaking up marriages like Harry Styles and his yeah. Bed Bath and Beyond.
This has gone off the rails.
Vanilla sugar cream.
Also off the rails, Cynthia Freeland. We love you. You're really, really good at what you do with data analytics. I think she might have the most unique background of anybody in sports media. She used to work for Disney and do like things for Disney and all that. But she went into reporter mode on the Around the NFL podcast and told this story about Baker Mayfield.
On the field after the game against the Bills, this preseason game three, and I walked up to him like, I'm so excited to see you. Like, go, you know, I was like, kick some butt. I didn't say that word, but you know, kick some butt, kid. Yeah. No, go kick some butt, especially week one. I like cannot wait. And he uses some expletives and I was like, I just hope you're like, he's like, I'm going to bleep them up.
You like, you know?
I'm going to bleep them up.
Like, yeah.
Stop, don't make fun of her vocal fry. She's on a podcast.
She said like a lot during that little snippet.
So.
I don't know if you're, if first off, okay, like delivered yeah. a little bit more confidently.
Sure.
You could kind of hear where she, when listening to this podcast, I don't think she was 100% comfortable sharing the story. And that's because she shouldn't have shared the story, Vanessa. She
this
snitched.
This was what we call implied off the record. Did Baker look at her and say, Cynthia, this is off the record, but I'm going to F them up? No, but like when you use your human intelligence, he so clearly did not want this to be shared.
Of course not. Why would you want this out in the open? I think Baker's trying to make less headlines these days because of the amount that he has made over the course of his entire football career, both at Oklahoma and with the Browns. And you say something like this, okay, that's consistent with your personality. And okay, I mean, I don't have a problem with him even saying this publicly, but when you say that to somebody who you feel like you have a friendly relationship with and then they're airing it out later, it's not a good look. Like when you're in this field, it is sometimes very hard to sit on information you've been given and you might even feel gossipy and want to talk about it with, you know, other friends in the industry. You're not supposed to. You're supposed to keep that secret inside. You're not supposed
or
to talk about
it. Or keep it in a Google Doc like I do. I really hope nobody ever hacks this particular Google
Don't
Doc.
Don't say that you have it in a Google Doc.
I don't have it in a Google Doc. Who said that?
That's not encrypted enough.
You Cynthia need to, Freeland.
You're just changing the subject. Cynthia, like, Freeland, like, reporter.
I didn't say like.
Oh, my God, Baker Mayfield.
Cynthia Freeland tweeted, oh, boy, this is silly. Don't make it more than it is. I was wishing him snitching. Good luck colorfully. He agreed with me colorfully. What do you expect anyone to do in this situation?
Not say it.
She also tried to walk it back, and I don't have the sound on NFL Total Access, but she went on this big thing about, it's just like when I see my girlfriend at a wedding that I know her ex-boyfriend is at, and I'm like, hell yeah, revenge body, sister, blah, blah, blah.
What?
It didn't really make a lot of sense.
What a specific story.
And she's so smart, by the way, that this was painful to listen to.
Was she
to.
Talking about herself?
Yeah, what situation is that?
Right.
Is she
I want to know. It sounds like a juicy situation.
It
also,
was,
I kind of want to see this revenge pod.
Also, the whole reporting of like, so what is she even like saying that like.
She tried to make it more about the way she approached it than Baker's response.
Okay.
She tried to make it in, okay, I kind of made him step into this conversation.
I like made him like step in.
But
the
reporting of like Baker Mayfield says, quote, I'm going to F him up. Like, of course he says that. Like, does anyone on planet Earth think Baker Mayfield isn't excited?
Right.
And is,
well, he's even said he's excited, but you don't share that he said that.
No. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, why is she sharing that? This is not newsworthy. It is just
she got pushed into it.
The story is I met Baker Mayfield.
But you credit the journalist, Dan Hansers of the Around the NFL podcast.
There you go.
With Greg Rosenthal, who we had on yesterday.
Yeah, shout
like
out to Greg.
They got her to say that.
If you don't want to inspire anybody to kick your butt, I would believe it would be Myles Garrett, who told Mary Kay Cabot, quote, we've known Baker has that type of demeanor and that attitude, and for better or for worse, it works for him. It does the same for us as well. We'll take it and we'll use it. I don't like that if I'm Baker Mayfield.
Yeah.
Myles Garrett?
I don't want a motivated Myles Garrett to come after me, possibly with my own helmet against me. I wouldn't like that.
Now, if Myles Garrett says, I'm going to bleep him up, like, I believe him, like, literally, he's going to bleep him up.
I want Myles Garrett to say, like, that's like what Baker like says. I heard that clip and I became so self-conscious about the amount of times that I probably say like on
You're not bad about it.
It's like going to a college party where you know your ex-girlfriend's there and you don't want to make it seem like you care, but you do care.
Right.
And that's what Miles Garrett is saying.
But yeah. Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
very specific
this
story.
This happens, though, when people that are not usually on radio or podcasts hop on radio or podcasts. Because you see this happen all the time where they get so comfortable, so relaxed, and it's like they're not used to talking for that long. And so they start saying things because they're so comfortable. And you got the guys from around the NFL that are sitting there nodding, encouraging her. So yeah, maybe just stay in your lane. I don't know. I like her. I think she's really smart, but this was painful.
I don't have a problem with her either.
She's just so smart. She's their data science
person.
She's
not that smarter. She's just revealing
it
secrets.
It was a slip up for sure. All right.
Street smarts.
Coming up on Vanessa and Gallant, we're going to have our Tom Petty segment. And by that, I mean Petty, just a mini Petty segment. Were the Astros being petty yesterday? Plus, it's time for Wine Wednesday. I think Paul's going to complain about the amount of times Cynthia Freeland said like. That's next.
ESPN 97.5. Welcome back to Vanessa and Gallant on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Vanessa Richardson and Paul Gallant.
All right, we're rolling along on a Wednesday. It's time for a little bit impromptu. This is a mini Petty segment because something happened yesterday that a lot of people tied to a petty, possibly petty moment for the Astros. Paul, I'm going to let you explain this because you were here during Harvey.
So Hurricane Harvey was basically 5 years ago. And back when that first hit, they had to figure out where they were going to play games. So they played their first games in Arlington against Tampa Bay. They had to move up north. And they wore what were at the time their batting practice uniforms or spring training uniforms, because that's all that they had, I guess, available with them. And you've seen them wear it a lot more. You saw them wear it last night, but I've seen them wear it a couple of different times this year too. And someone tweeted out last night at Jalix_819, and I retweeted it, and I'm glad it's blown up. He asked this question: are the Astros wearing the batting practice jerseys today because this week is the 5th anniversary of Hurricane Harvey, and that's what they wore for the series against Arlington when they had to play in Tampa Bay? Because there was a moment in time where that happened. What was that song? I like it.
I don't know. It just popped up on my phone.
I like it, Vanessa. Hey, let's put the mood here.
All right, so what was the scenario?
So here's what happened. The Astros had to play the Rangers at Tropicana Field because the Rangers in St. Petersburg, Florida, because the Rangers refused to swap series with the Astros. So the Astros essentially asked, hey, how about we swap home series that we have? The Astros had a home series against the Rangers a couple of weeks later.
Give them time to clean up the field. And
right,
whatnot.
Exactly. Sure. So they were going to do a trade. It would have taken place later on. But John Daniels, the general manager of the Texas Rangers, said on 105.3 The Fan that switching the home series wouldn't be fair to Rangers fans who had tickets to the September series.
Give me a break.
Which is such a bad look to have in the midst of a hurricane. I don't know. There's a bleeping tragedy.
Like, people are dying.
No, I'm with that now-fired Texas Ranger. The real tragedy here is these people in Arlington having to change their plans.
Yeah, yeah.
Weeks from now, by the way. And it's a baseball game. It's not a football game. There are so many. It's not the end of the world. This swap would have been maybe a little bit difficult. Let's be honest. The Texas Rangers were no longer the Texas Rangers that we remembered them.
Yeah.
If this was 2012, 2011, when the Rangers were actually good, this is another story entirely. But that they would not swap series when there was 25 days in between the series. The one that was scheduled to take place in Texas was supposed to start September 25th, and the one that was scheduled to happen in Houston was, again, August 30th. it's so easy to make that happen. The Rangers were jerks about it. So some theorized that last night that the Astros playing the Rangers in Arlington on the anniversary of Hurricane Harvey, 5-year anniversary, that they were wearing that as a subtle bleep you to the Texas Rangers. I don't know if that's actually the case. I want to believe it's true.
The report from Chandler Rome combats that and says that Fromber just likes those uniforms. He asked Dusty Baker if they could wear them. Dusty had to get it approved. They got it approved. So per the Astros, it had nothing to do with that. Do you buy that?
I don't want to buy it.
Okay.
I want to buy that this is actually what they did. So I will live in the lie. I will.
Okay, so that calls for the petty drop.
Hell yeah.
So we are marking this as petty. 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 Yeah. All right, there you go. That's the context. It is time, fellas, for Wine Wednesday.
It's Wine Wednesday.
It's the Wine and Cheese Club, gorgeous, where we all get together and vent about what annoys us at work.
On Vanessa and Gallant.
Okay,
what's
I'll
your
start.
Wednesday wine.
Wine, wine, wine.
I went and got dinner last night by myself. I ate at a bar. I'm not going to say where I was because then it would give away and this would be kind of a mean thing. Directed at people.
Oh, context matters.
Just know that it was an establishment where there is music, okay?
Wow. Really narrows it down.
I know. That's literally the point is to not narrow it down.
There's food and music in this four walls and a room.
Were there televisions?
There were televisions.
Whoa. Multiple. Oh, that narrows it down a little bit.
It's in Houston.
It is in Houston. So if you're a band, a trio, whatever.
Uh-oh. Now we're getting closer to the source.
You need to make sure.
You're good?
That you can hit certain notes of songs. Because, baby, this ain't karaoke. If you're singing karaoke, you're not supposed to be able to sing well. Who cares?
Well, you should. But.
There's
honor in singing well.
There is honor. But if you're a band and if you're being paid, you need to make sure that you can hit certain notes. So, this person that sang Reasons by Earth, Wind, and Fire didn't exactly nail it. Okay. And it made me think of other times. So it's not just about this band. It's other times because I love old music where I've seen people try to cover Whitney Houston. I've seen people try to cover people that have incredible voices like Michael Jackson. And again, if it's karaoke, who cares? You just need to be conscious that there's somebody in the group that can hit the hee hee or the Reasons.
That's fair. I mean, is this
it's
not.
It's my wine.
I'm just asking a follow-up question.
I know. Go ahead. Ask a follow-up question.
Okay. Does it not happen from time to time where, akin to a player in a sport messing up on a play, where maybe one of these singers actually was capable of hitting the note and they just biffed it? Did you feel when you saw this person
it has happened
they could
multiple
it?
Times. It's not just one time, and it's throughout the song. It's not one note.
Oh, no.
You're ruling it error lead singer?
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's I think, because to your point, let's have a little grace. Right, for people that may not hit it one or two times. But I can't stand when it's an entire song. And again, like you have songs where a soprano is a big role in the song. If you don't have a true soprano in your group, it's really difficult to listen to. You don't have somebody that can hit the falsetto. It makes it really rough, and then there's secondhand embarrassment.
So this person was missing falsettos.
Just missing some very important falsettos.
Okay, no sopranos.
What?
Were they missing highs and lows or just the highs?
Just the highs.
Okay.
Yeah, a soprano is high. Alto is low.
Oh, it is? I don't know these.
Yeah,
things.
Alto is low, soprano is high.
Oh.
So somebody who sings soprano is supposed to be able to hit the falsetto.
Okay, my bad. Sorry, yeah. You have the music background. I thought sopranos was deep and
no.
I thought that falsetto
alto
was
is,
high.
Alto is deep. Okay. A falsetto isn't a position group. Think of it like a football team.
I don't know anything about it.
A soprano is a position group. A okay. falsetto is a type of...
No, Sopranos
sing
is the
that
mafia.
You
yeah, you're thinking of Tony Soprano,
yeah.
who has a very
this
deep
has
voice.
Nothing to do with the
Let
Sopranos.
Me mansplain music to you.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, I actually know a little bit about this stuff. Soprano is like a position group. Falsetto is what you do. So if you're a soprano, you need to be able to hit the falsetto.
Okay.
And so, whack Jimmy over in the woods.
Hey, we don't talk about that anymore.
All right, so what's your Wine Wednesday, Paul?
My big issue is it's very funny that when you talk with somebody in customer service and you schedule something to happen at a certain point in time, could you just not tell me that it's going to happen at the certain point in
this
time?
This was my wine with Crate and Barrel a couple weeks ago, by the way. Still don't have my bar stools.
If you say you're going to come and help me with my air conditioning at 8 a.m., show up at 8 and not 9:15. If you say, after I'm on hold with you because my coffee machine broke and I'm trying to see if I can return it, if you say that you're going to call me back, call me back. You can also say, we're not going to call you back, or we might show up between 8 and 10. I'll take it, because that's how little I expect.
You also had people in your apartment while you weren't there, which I
concerning.
Do not
give them
like.
Credit. They did a great job.
There you go.
They did
do
a great job.
They were very professional, but I still don't like the idea. Maybe it's because I'm a woman and I don't want somebody looking at my like panties while I'm not there.
Yeah. Interesting.
Sean, what's your Wine Wednesday?
My Wine Wednesday is that we have Labor Day off and we aren't able to accrue
Sean.
We're such hard workers
Sean
that all three of us, we're going to want to come in on a holiday to give you some sports radio goodness right in your ear holes. And the powers that be won't let us. So we're being held back, run astray,
bamboozled, hoodwinked, led astray.
Yes, run amok.
Run amok. That's the other one.
And, so just know that we want to work. The microphones are getting taken away from us. And we won't be able to have a comp day and have a day off later in the year.
We're taking away our badge and our gun.
Yep.
And come and take it.
Come and take it. I also got to say, too, Sean says it's the powers that be. Yes, because we don't have the power.
Literally the powers
We don't that have be. The power to use power for certain things that make, places cooler. We apparently do not have the power over that in this building.
Yeah, we wanted to work. Just know we wanted to work. I also don't need a long weekend. There are sometimes where I need a long weekend. I don't need a long weekend this weekend. I don't
either.
I want to hit that comp day.
Like, we're all excited.
I want to take it easy. I don't want to turn
you
into
are
a... No, I
absolutely
was!
Absolutely not going to take it easy. I'm
weekend.
So tired of hearing you
oh
say you're
going
to take it easy.
Oh, my God. I took it easy last weekend.
Well, we were both in bed by 12. That makes it sound like we sleep in the same bed. We don't. I know that because I met him out
That's
earlier.
That's HR violation.
Yeah, now the foot's in my mouth.
We can't do that.
All right. Coming up on Vanessa and Gallant. Some tears shed by a former NFL head coach, plus anonymous agents speaking about different elements of the NFL. You got to hear this. That's coming up.
But first, I got to tell you about my friends at BUSR.com/ESPN. Look, we've been saying this over and over again. You heard it when Greg Rosenthal joined us yesterday. You got to bet the Texans over 4.5. And you can do it at BUSR.com/ESPN and double your deposit within the first 24 hours of signing up to $1,000. Maybe there's another Texans future bet that you're thinking about. And look, Polly helps you out. Did I not tell you Northwestern was going to beat Nebraska? 1-0 on the season. Undefeated gambling expert Paul Gallant. How about this? Damian Pierce was 2,200 to win Rookie of the Year. Odds have gone down, I think, a little bit, but Damian Pierce, Rookie of the Year, he's the starting running back, not running back one. BUSR.com/ESPN. Go to the site now. Gamble on whatever you feel like gambling on. Blackjack, roulette, horse racing, whatever. But, you know, giving you a little extra something-something here, you know, to wet your beak. BUSR.com/ESPN to double your first deposit.
Warning, warning. You're listening to ESPN 97.5. You're listening to Vanessa and Gallant on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Vanessa Richardson and Paul Gallant.
All right, Tom Petty, great song, won't back down. John Gruden apparently will not back down from anything he did and some of the emails he sent. He did express a little bit of remorse, but it was an interesting thing. So he met with, I believe it was the alumni and donors for the Razorbacks. It was a kind of a panel. He did know he was on camera. I thought maybe this video was shot without him knowing, but he did know. We haven't heard a lot from him since he was fired.
Shoot, I don't think we've heard anything from him.
I think this might be the first time.
Yeah.
But he met with a group of people and was, of course, asked about some of the decisions he made, some of the emails that he sent. Here's the first part of his response.
I know you're in a lawsuit right now, so you can't really comment on that particularly, but... You know, the kind of person you are, I thought maybe it was important that maybe you sort of share and just my little bit of exposure around you and the things I've read that your players have said and your assistants have said and the coaches you've been under. I think maybe there's been a different kind of person portrayed. I just want to give you the chance to talk about that.
Well, I appreciate it. I'm not going to say anything but honest things here. I'm ashamed about what has come about in these emails, and I'll make no excuses for it. It's shameful. But I am a good person. I believe that. I go to church. I've been married for 31 years. I got three great boys. I still love football. I've made some mistakes, but I don't think anybody else in here hasn't. And I just ask for forgiveness, and hopefully I get another shot.
So the first part of the apology wasn't bad, where he said he makes no excuse.
Should have stopped there.
Then he follows it with, but.
Anytime you throw but into an apology.
Don't throw a but into it.
Everything before but is BS.
There you go. I go to church, and I've been married for 31 years, and I have three boys. Those were his qualifiers for why he's a good person.
I will give anyone credit, though, who's that relevant, who's been married 31 years. I don't think that necessarily makes you a good person, but I do think that there is some degree of credit that is deserved for that. That said, yeah, I go to church. I have sons. Okay, man, that's not an A-plus apology. We're probably going with, like, a C-minus. Had he just said the original statement, I would have given him a B-plus, an A-minus, but this is like a C-minus to a D. I don't think it's a disaster. I just think it's kind of funny that he said this.
I just think, like you said, he should have stopped right before he said but. Just, yeah. You know what? There were no excuses. I hope I get a second shot.
He really put a lot of stank on the butt, too.
Yeah.
Where he was like, it was like a Stephen A. Smith, like, da-da-da-da-da, da-da-da. However, like, yes. Where it's like it completely changes the tone of what he's saying.
Largo 80085 says Liberty will hire Gruden. Yeah, that's possible.
Dark Side J95. But there's a drive into deep left field.
Castellanos. There was a second part to this little statement that John Gruden made, to which he put down his former employer. No, not the Raiders.
But I get choked up, you know, because there's a lot of misunderstanding out there right now. What you read, what you hear, what you watch on TV. Hell, I worked at ESPN for 9 years. I worked hard at that job. I don't even want to watch the channel anymore because I don't believe everything is true. And I know a lot of it is just trying to get people to watch. But I think we got to get back to reality, and that's why I look forward to Saturdays, because you're going to get what you deserve when the whistle blows, and we'll see if the Razorbacks can get after Cincinnati, hell, which I hope they do.
You know what? I like that he pandered at the end of it, saying, like, you know, I've been through a lot. It's been hard. But go Razorbacks! That's the perfect way to wrap up any speech. It's sort of like with Billy Madison when he's giving his speech about the puppy who lost its way. Nib high football rules.
Also, to throw in a little bit of, like, listen, I worked at ESPN. I know how it works. That's why you can't trust the mainstream
the media.
Don't believe what you see on TV. Go Razorbacks! Woo!
I mean, he knew the audience. This was the Little Rock donor club, so he knew who he was with and where he was.
There's a part of me that wishes that instead of, you know, when they asked him, like, hey, are you a good person? If you just said, like, no,
right.
I'm not.
Honestly,
let me tell you about insert minority group.
Yeah. Did you see some of those emails?
Yeah.
I'm not
clearly
sure if
not.
I'm a good person.
Hey, let me tell you, this sport has too many broads in it right now.
Yeah.
You got broad referees and broad coaches. What's going on here?
Hey, what do you think of Roger Goodell? Well,
yeah, we saw what he thought of Roger Goodell.
He's a great commissioner, but
maybe he'll get another chance. We'll see. A lot of people think Deshaun Watson is not a good person. The Athletic did an interview with 26 agents, and they all remained anonymous, but they got their opinion on a myriad of different things. Who runs the league? The majority of them said Jerry Jones, that Roger Goodell is his puppet. But I want to touch on a group that they were all asked about, Deshaun Watson's fully guaranteed $230 million contract with the Browns and his punishment for what a retired judge deemed egregious and predatory behavior. I'm going to read you just some of these responses.
Okay.
The Cleveland Browns continuing to make fools of themselves by going after Watson, says one agent. Another agent, if the team believes your skill set as a player is going to help them, they'll overlook certain things. The Browns were comfortable with the situation. If Deshaun leads them to a championship, I don't think you'll see that many people worried about it. That was one agent. Another one, I wish the NFLPA would fight as hard for its rank-and-file members who face possible suspension. Another one, he should have been suspended for a year. No remorse is a problem for me, and his guarantees should be null and void.
There was one comment in that article that I thought jumped out from all the other ones, though.
What was that? Because I think I know where you're going with this.
You read all these comments and everyone's like, Deshaun Watson, what the hell? What's going on here? One agent, I thought it was a fantastic development for players and negotiations around the league. You had a franchise quarterback who was essentially a free agent. It was the ultimate leverage and they took advantage of it. And I'd like to think there'll be more of that moving forward.
It even reads like a David Mulligetta tweet.
It must have been David Mulligetta.
It
must have been.
Shmavid Shmulagetta.
Yeah. That one, I was like, whoa. Where did it? Because the rest of them were all like, what the hell?
What?
This is BS. This was fantastic. Good for Deshaun Watson and his agent, especially.
My favorite one is disgusting. Complete 100% franchise malpractice. And then you have someone else going, it was awesome.
Yeah. I mean, for the Houston Texans to dump him as quickly as they did and to settle the lawsuits as quickly, I mean, every response is like, this is egregious, this was terrible, except for one. And again, it even reads like a David Mulligetta tweet. So I'm glad that they did this survey and that they asked this question, because I have wondered how other agents felt about it. I will say there's more disgust here than I thought. I thought a lot of agents would have the mindset of, this is business. This is who cares? David Mulligetta did his job. This is like more morale disappointment than I thought.
Well, do you think they all would have felt that way had they been in Mulligetta's shoes?
Had it been their client?
Yeah.
No. I think that they 100. I think part of it might be jealousy. Because David Mulligetta got a hell of a payday.
No lie. I am jealous of David Mulligetta.
Well, you're jealous of everybody.
He does deserve credit for what he did. Like, I'll never take it away from him. I think he's a weasel, but like that was an incredible job by him to get what he wanted.
10%, he gets, do the math, $23 million, right? Of $230 million guaranteed?
Yes, that's nuts. But any of those other guys, if they're in that same situation, most of these agents, I mean, you do have to be a tad cutthroat and maybe be lacking in the moral department to get this high up. I mean, you're getting into essentially punching matches with corporations, owners, etc. You got to come strong. I would imagine all of those guys in that same situation would have found a way to put their morals to the side.
Justify
for that
it.
Cheddar.
Rationalize.
What to be.
They should do anonymous agent surveys like every 6 months and just have, because it is so gossipy and like catty that it's just, seriously, it's hilarious. Reading some of these, it's just hilarious. It's desperate times call for desperate measures, and it's the most desperate thing I've ever seen in the history of professional sports in this country.
In this country, yeah.
There's been some more like French soccer players' desperate moves, but in this country, Watson number one.
I do think it's funny, too, that the Browns got a lot of drive-by shots on that, too.
They're idiots.
This is consistent with the Browns.
With the Haslams.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, I agree. We'll dive more into this tomorrow, by the way, because there were some interesting comments on Lamar Jackson and his situation as well. All right, coming up on Vanessa and Gallant, we are going to run you through our garbage time segment, plus talk about couple other big stories. First, let me tell you about our friends at TGS Insurance. I know you probably don't like shopping for home insurance, but it doesn't have to be terrible and long anymore. All you have to do is take out your phone, text the word money, M-O-N-E-Y, to 232-3233. What's going to happen is their system will ask for your address. You send that back, and you get a full quote within 15 seconds. By the way, that's over 36 carriers, so it's a lot of options. It's a legit company. I know it sounds like a scam because it's too good to be true. Their online rating among their customers, almost perfect. And their average customer from last year saves $870 on their home insurance. So again, I know you don't like to shop for home insurance. It's not fun, but TGS makes it super easy and quick. Just text money to 232-3233. Get your home insurance quote and save big today.
Years of research and innovation.
Innovation Map is the new voice of innovation in Houston.
Pretty cool, huh, Morty?
Covering startups, tech, energy, health, social impact, and more. Visit innovationmap.com today.
Do it now! Do it! Do it! Do it now!
Breaking down the Houston sports scene with V and Pauly G on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Because I love them. We're arguing about uniforms still, by the way. Have the Astros worn Tequila Sunrise jerseys this year? No, they have not. No way. I'm obsessed with them. I would have known. Go ahead. Do your research. Try to find
honestly,
it.
Honestly, I'll look after the show. I feel like I saw it once this year.
I'll buy you dinner if they've worn the Tequila Sunrise. The true Tequila Sunrise this year, I'll buy you dinner.
But I don't want to buy dinner back. I don't feel confident in this.
Yeah, exactly, because you're not confident.
You're so confident in this, and I'm feeling... This is my big problem. If someone's confident enough, I could be 100% sure of something.
I would like to know whether you're right or not. I would like to know. Sean, do you remember them wearing the Tequila Sunrise jerseys this season?
I cannot say either way. But I imagine there has to be some sort of like database for every team, like every jersey they wore, right? Like that has to exist.
I just remember Julia Morales and I talking about this because it popped up on her memories about the Tequila Sunrise uniforms. And we're like, oh, we wish they wore them more because they're so pretty.
So she has inside information.
Well, she is with them every game. So she actually, she would know way more than I do.
Look at these two. Like, we're with the Astros and you guys aren't. You don't know about the fashion.
I want you to find the answer and I'll buy you dinner if they have worn the Tequila Sunrise uniforms this season.
I'm just deflecting.
Not a version of them, the actual ones. By the way, some news from the Texans. The Texans have claimed former Bucs wide receiver Tyler Johnson.
Hell yeah.
On waivers. This is a good move.
Okay, that's cool.
Came in a couple minutes ago from Schefter.
They only had four wide receivers on the depth chart, which was weird after the final cuts were done because they moved on from Chris Conley, which was a bit of a surprising move. Not like that surprising of a move, but getting Tyler Johnson in, that adds a little bit more speed than you have with Conley. I think as far as the overall position, there really only is one guy with size, and it's just Nico Collins. And I'm a big believer that you want to have a Swiss Army knife kind of array of wide receivers to work with, but it is interesting that they only have like now the one big-bodied guy.
It's nice to see some moves made and the Texans get a little bit of help, like you said, in that wide receiving core. All right, so the trend of deleting references of your team from social media continues. We saw Kyler Murray do this over the summer when he removed the Cardinals. We saw Lamar Jackson do this when he removed the Ravens and then said, what's the big deal? And now it's happening with Donovan Mitchell and the Jazz. He has removed them from all of his social media outlets.
Insert wind towards the meme.
What's happening?
What is happening? What is going on? I'll tell you what's going on.
Why is that?
He's probably going to be traded. Yes, that's not my bad.
Yeah, Tucker Carlson.
What is happening? What is going
same
on?
Same thing.
Brian Windhorst is. So now why is that?
Very strange. Very strange.
I imagine he's about to get moved. I am surprised that it hasn't happened yet. We still have a little bit of time to go before the start of the regular season. And remember, James Harden, I think, was traded the eve of opening night to the Houston Rockets. So we'll see what happens. I don't think Donovan Mitchell is going to be that big of a difference maker wherever he ends up. Vanessa, there also was another person who deleted all of his references from social media. And this guy played for the Texans not too long ago, played for some in our areas, beloved LSU Tigers. He is now with the New Orleans Saints. Matthew was not very good here. He did pretty well with Kansas City, and he had a pretty good career with the Arizona Cardinals, too. So he signed with New Orleans this offseason, but on Monday, he tweeted and then deleted this. The only job where youth beats out experience without actually being better. And I'm assuming he's talking about his role with the Saints. Roughly an hour later, he tweeted, ha, 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 ha.
Incredibly awkward.
Ha, in all caps on Twitter. He deleted that too. Then he deleted all references to the Saints from his Twitter page. He told Pro Football Talk that his deleted tweet was about the release of Tony Jefferson and had nothing to do with me or the Saints. So maybe he's telling the truth here, but he did delete all references of the New Orleans Saints from his profile, which is the most passive-aggressive 2022 thing that all players seem to be doing.
That is very passive-aggressive, but it does seem to be indicative of when they're unhappy because even though they all try to play coy, and like Lamar was like, I don't understand what the big deal is. Yes, you do. You understand what happens when you remove an X from your profile. It means you're trying to move on.
It's always strange to me. Like, Tyrann Mathieu, isn't he like 35 or like 33 years old? Like, come on, dude.
Yeah.
Like, you can't still be doing this.
Right.
And also, everyone should take the Josh Rosen approach to social media. Josh Rosen's Twitter account still has quarterback Cleveland Browns in his bio. but his picture is him getting drafted by the Cardinals, and his like header, the long ways picture, is him in front of a podium with the Miami Dolphins backdrop. So he has all of his bases covered. He's nice. Doing the opposite of deleting all references of former teams. He's adding every former team to his social media.
I bet he'll never go on social media again, maybe the rest of this year.
He got drafted 10th, and remember he said there's 9 teams that are going to regret it.
Oh, rough look. Tyrann Mathieu, by the way, 30. Only 30.
Oh, that's younger than I thought.
Wow. Yeah, that is a lot younger than.
All right, it's time for garbage time.
Oh, I love trash.
Garbage time.
It's garbage.
Starts now.
I'm the trash man.
This is garbage.
I feel like I've seen this story 7 different times from different baseball stadiums. We saw it in the Oakland Coliseum in the middle of an A's game where people are having sex at baseball games. I don't know why this is happening.
It's the summer of love.
But it happened again at Rogers Center during the Blue Jays game Monday night.
Mm-hmm.
After they skipped foreplay, they got right into the real action. And
that's what's different from the A's game. Like
the sex act.
None of the video caught. I would have liked to,
take a
look.
Yeah, just check it out.
Well, I want to see how they pulled it off. I mean, how do you pull something like that off in the bleachers and think that you're going to get away from it? Especially with most stadiums, upper decks, having such elevated bleachers. There's nowhere that you can really hide there.
I'm trying to look at the video. The video just has the security removing them.
Yeah.
So I don't know that the sex has actually been caught on camera.
I don't think it did. The person who's recording it, though, is clearly laughing about it. And the other question I have, too, here is I don't know what actually happened to them. Where in the situation with Oakland, you know that they got arrested.
Right.
They went to jail. I don't know that the Canadians are like that. I mean, they're a different culture up there. They're a different people.
You
they
think
have
they're
their
okay
own
with a little
customs.
PDA?
Well, yeah.
A little quick in and out, just the tip?
It feels in... It feels in French Canada. Then they're like, hey, we come from France,
Let's get weird.
No, they probably got a very stern, hey, don't do that.
Yeah,
you can't do that up there. No, you can't.
Hey, the laws are different. And it's like if you're going to do this stuff, you have to make sure that you are not within certain miles of a church or a playground.
Yeah, don't
you
just do it in a baseball stadium.
Really careful. I am sad to report that Leonardo DiCaprio's girlfriend, Camila Morrone, has aged out.
Who?
Right after her 25th birthday, she got dumped. That's the... It's the age.
Don't turn 25, idiot.
It's a bummer.
I kind of respect Leo for doing this. Like, after all these years, he's still, like... And he's so blatant about, like... It's like paying a running back after the turn 30. Like, he just will not do it. It's starting to, like... He's sticking to the script.
And
I appreciate that.
Look, I don't know anything here. All I will say is, younger people take their birthday way too seriously.
First month.
Is it possible that she was a birthday Godzilla?
Could be.
There are some people. Someone once got mad at me and didn't speak to me for like a year because I like just honestly forgot to send them a happy birthday.
I had that happen to in college. And it was a guy.
It's ridiculous. It's very easy to forget someone's birthday. This person was mad because I didn't know the birthday. I'm sorry. I only know birthdays from if I go on Facebook. That's legitimately it. I don't remember anyone's birthday.
I'm surprised if anyone other than my parents know my birthday.
Yeah.
Or like my immediate family
And you know
members.
What? Who
like,
cares?
I don't
get offended by it.
I don't
by the way, Leonardo DiCaprio, who is her senior by 22 years, was first introduced to her when she was 12 years old back in 2008.
Okay. Jesus.
His longtime friend Al Pacino was dating Camila's mother.
I rescind respecting Leo for this. I did not read the article.
That is weird.
Yeah.
It's very it's very groomy.
It's very groomy. Yeah. And
I don't even know what to say.
Carolina, we'll just move on, has renamed their Gamecock to the General.
It could have been the Cock Commander.
He previously went by Sir Big Purr.
Sir Big Spur. So I looked up this story. So there's two random, like, Gamecock
handlers.
Experts.
It's Gamecock handlers.
Gamecock handlers, Fonders. Right. And they're all arguing about whether or not the little thing on the top of the cock needs to be cut off.
Whoa.
I'm talking about the actual bird.
A lot of debates around that.
And this is not about circumcision. This is about...
Different religions view it differently.
It's about the spur.
True.
So there's been an argument over, like, the two people that are in charge of it over whether or not the Gamecocks should have...
Get snipped?
Yes, exactly. It's
technically called, I think, the bird's comb?
Something like that, right.
Yeah.
So they're in an argument over it, and I guess because of this, they decided to just change the nickname altogether.
Yeah, they own the name Sir Big Spur, I think.
And they ruined it by getting in a fight.
Does anybody know why they had to change it?
Because they don't have the right, the university doesn't have the right to the name.
To the name.
Yes.
See, I would have thought that it was named after somebody racist or that there was a statue or something.
The Confederate general.
I mean, it's called the general. And so I had to look up, what general are we talking about here, South Carolina?
Well, General
Especially you, South Carolina.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's General Sumter of the Revolutionary War. So he fought the English, not America.
Okay,
and
so he's a good guy.
That's what Sumter was named after.
Yes, where the first battle of the Civil War took place.
So that's how it became problematic.
Yes.
Fort Sumter's pretty cool looking, by the way.
I don't...
Charleston's an amazing city.
You would say that.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
I represent those accusations.
And on that note, we got the Killer Bees guys coming up from 12 to 3. I don't know if they're going to be talking about any Gamecocks, but you should definitely stay tuned for their show. Killer Bees coming up next. Have a good day.
The Cock Commander, the only commander. God. Peace.
Paul loves those statues.
He really does. He really does.
I will never tear them down.
ESPN 97.5. Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.